Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
I'm Melissa Stetton.
Do we have any new reviewees?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right, let's go into the voicemails.
Let's go right into the voicemails. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Web Crawlers, it's Jordan again. I'm sorry I call so much. I swear it's okay. I have friends in real life
Actually, I don't.
Allie, thank you for posting the video of tasting the food. For some reason, when I first saw the email, I thought it said that Allie tastes toxic food, but it was exotic.
So that's
I'm
next.
Glad you went exotic rather than toxic. I'm calling because there were the black pink Oreos. I believe that those are a tie-in to the K-pop band Blackpink.
I learned that the other day.
When I saw the packaging, it looked like the font they used is the same that group uses. And then that got me thinking, you guys should do an episode on K-pop.
Oh.
And here is why. So I've got a daughter who is 10, and she has gotten into BTS, who's, the big one, and then Blackpink is another, and then there are zillions of others. And it's this whole industry in Korea, and apparently there's, like, a guy, and I saw a picture of him, and he looks like he's some evil villain out of a comic book. But he's, like, the guy who runs the show, like creates the groups. I don't know if he writes the songs or what. But he is in it for the money, of course, like most people are. But he's apparently a piece of garbage. They just the way they train and they start these kids off real young. Mm-hmm. And then it's important, like, for the government and things. I say that because in Korea, everybody's got it, or at least all the males have to do military service by the age of, I forget, 25 or 30. And they delayed that for some of the members of BTS because of the amount of money that they're making for the Korean government. So I don't know what's going on. It's just crazy. It's also weird because there are these, like, all-boy groups or all-girl groups in concert. They don't even necessarily sing. They just lip-sync, and there's not even a band, and it's weird. I don't get it. I looked into buying tickets. This is just, I sound like an old man rambling on, but I looked in.
There's a part two. You guys heard of this thing called K-pop?
Okay, part two. And this will be short. All I wanted to say was I was looking into concert tickets for my daughter for some of the bigger name groups and also the less well-known ones. And they play at... oh, my cats are fighting. Chill out. So for like top nosebleed seats, you know, top of a stadium, it's $400 a ticket.
That's expensive.
And they're
what?
Selling out places. And
that's crazy.
It's insane. I cannot even imagine the amount of money that these people are getting. Again, funneling up to this guy. So there might be some stuff to find out if
that's actually
you
really
do some web crawling. I don't know. I'm no expert. Okay. Bye.
That's really interesting. It's who was that guy who started all like the boy bands who is now like
Ron Perlman or something?
Ron Perlman. Was it Ron Perlman?
Is Ron Perlman a comedian?
Wait.
No.
Wait, Ron Perlman is... It's
that's
Perlman,
insane.
Isn't it? No, Hellboy.
Ron Perlman's like Hellboy.
Not Hellboy.
Wait, is it Lou Perlman?
Lou Perlman.
It's Lou Perlman.
Wow, Ron Perlman. Lou Perlman.
Yeah, but he like molested the kids or something,
yeah,
didn't he?
He's in jail.
Yeah, and stole money and stuff.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman's famous boy bands.
Oh wait, he died.
Oh.
Criminal status, deceased.
R.I.P.
Oh, he died in 2016. Oh, they die in jail. Yeah, but I wonder if the K-pop thing is similar.
Similar, yeah.
Yeah, I remember hearing about one of the kids from K-pop, or not kids, but one of the guys had to like do military service or was like...
Yeah.
I thought he did do military service or something.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
Yeah, that's interesting. I want to know more about K-pop.
Oh, also the Blackpink thing. I found that out recently because I think one of I think it's headed by a woman and she was at the Met Gala.
Oh.
And I think it was her first Met Gala because she was like the last face of, who were they honoring? Karl
Lagerfeld?
Yeah, and what was his brand?
Lagerfeld.
I don't know.
Lagerfeld.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think she was the last face of that. I don't know.
Oh.
Whatever.
Yeah, I watched Blackpink Coachella.
Oh.
It was fine. It was
fine. Oh, the live stream.
Yeah, live stream. Yeah, I was at Coachella.
I was like, oh, excuse me.
No. Yeah, it was fine. It was... I don't know. Yeah, people love K-pop.
They really do.
BTS has got some catchy songs.
I've never listened to K-pop, but I guess I should.
Yeah. I think they
went to
SNL or something.
Yeah. I went to a boba place once and they had BTS cardboard cutouts everywhere. And you could like take pictures with the cardboard cutouts. So,
wow.
Like, holding their boba. Yeah.
Yeah. $400 for it. Ticket for that's crazy.
I remember that's like how much it was for the Spice Girls nosebleeds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember in like, I must have been maybe, God, how, maybe it was like in fourth grade. And I told my parents at the beginning of the year, I was like, for my birthday, I want Spice Girls tickets.
Yeah.
And they forgot. And I remember like a week before my birthday, I was like, I'm so excited to go to the Spice Girls concert. My dad, I saw this look of disappointment on my dad's face. And he was like, oh, fuck, I like totally forgot to get tickets. And he went to one of those like in-person scalper places. Because remember back in the day, they had actual like...
Back in the 90s or...
Yeah, there was like actual like places where you'd go in and buy tickets for concerts. And I remember you had to buy secondhand tickets and they were like super expensive.
Oh, but you went?
I did.
Wow.
It was me, my friend Natalie, and my brother Jason took us because we could get three tickets. And I remember my mom and dad were like, we're not going.
Yeah, we're not going to that shit.
And I remember I locked eyes with JC Chassé, who was my favorite. And I remember being like, he's in love with me. Like, we are going to get married. We're in a relationship.
That's how I felt when Beyonce looked me in the eyes with the...
Well, that's true. That's still going to happen. There's still time.
Still living off that high.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hi, I'm calling for Web Crawlers, or Allie and Melissa. And I'm always tempted to say Allie and AJ, but I know that's incorrect, so I'll just continue.
I
have two main things I want to say. One is that I think I really want you guys to like me subconsciously, even though I know you guys don't know me and I don't even know you. I only listen to your voices and sometimes see your faces on Instagram. But I've had like two dreams already where I'm on your show and you guys both find me kind of annoying.
No.
Especially Melissa.
No.
And
But I'm nice.
Yeah, in one episode Melissa was like, yeah, the reason that our ratings are down recently is because, by the way, my name is Gabby. Melissa said that the ratings were down because of me.
That's
and
so
I
mean.
Being like, oh my God. Allie and Melissa don't like me.
I would never but say that.
The other thing, well, okay, so I guess I have three things. The other thing is that sometimes I, like, low-key think that me and Allie are related because we have the same last name, although it's spelled differently, but, like, I still kind of think that maybe we could be related because my family once told me that we had family in California that no one was in touch with, and I'm on the East Coast, and Allie Siegel is on the West Coast.
Are you in
Boston?
So
it's quite possible. Mm. And another thing is that your middle name is the same as my twin brother's first name, Jordan Siegel. So, I don't know, just some coincidences that I've thought about. And I know I sound like a big weirdo, but I'm sure a lot of people sound kind of like creeps when they leave you voicemails. The other thing is I thought it would be really cool. I mean, I know you guys have like a million ideas. I'm really nervous. I take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I know you guys have a million ideas of things to do for your podcast, but I listen to... And maybe it was NPR or something similar, an episode on how evangelical Christians went from being environmentalist to non-environmentalist. And it is a conspiracy because basically, like, an evangelical pastor was paid to, I don't know who paid them, like, somebody, I'm a bimbo, so I forget everything, but somebody was paid off to basically start preaching that the environment was God's gift to man to use however they want, when previously evangelical Christians had been stewards of the environment, because I think it says something like that in the Bible. Yeah. I mean, I know it does. I just don't know exactly what it is. So I thought it would be an interesting episode for you guys to do. Maybe you could do like some Christian conspiracies or just like religious ones, which I'm sure you've done something, because I have not listened to all like 400 and something of your episodes.
That's so sad.
So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. My name is Gabby Siegel, in case that wasn't evident. And I hope that...
I think there's a part two.
Oh, hi. I'm just finishing. This is for Web Crawlers. I'm just finishing because I got cut off. And it's really jarring to get cut off. Like, I almost was offended. But I feel like potentially my voicemail might not be played because I gave away my identity. And I don't know if that's allowed. But
that's fine.
If it's not, whatever. I enjoyed leaving this voicemail even though I was nervous. And I just wanted to say thanks.
No, you can tell us your name if you want.
Yeah, I want
to... That's interesting. I didn't know that evangelicals used to be, like, environmentalists.
Yeah, I wrote it down. We should look into that. That's pretty interesting.
That is interesting.
Also, Jordan is from my mom's side. Siegel's from my dad's side. So I don't think that there's a Jordan-Siegel correlation, but the Siegel part is interesting. I'm on 23andMe, and it's... I don't know if you've done 23andMe, but if our DNA is the same, it will be on there.
Oh, yeah. Look it up.
So check and see.
Look it up. I think she leaves another message.
Hi, this is Gabby again calling for Web Crawlers. This is my third message, and I have ADHD, and I also have bad memory, so I forgot to tell the most important thing, which is, so I talked about the conspiracy about evangelicals being, like, how they became anti-environmental. And then my boyfriend's mom, who's super religious, texted me out of nowhere the other day and told me to watch this movie called Jesus Revolution. And of course, I looked it up, and it's about the counterculture Christianity movement in the 70s to try to get people into Jesus again. And one of the founders was, like, very anti homosexual and, of course, was homosexual. And it's not mentioned in the movie. And by the way, Kelsey Grammer is in that movie. Also, I'm talking too fast. I went to the gym, too, so I'm like,
That's exhausting.
My boyfriend's family is, like, obsessed with the fact that I'm Jewish because they think that Jews are the chosen people. They told me they can't wait for me to make Jewish babies.
Oh, my God.
They're obsessed with my dad because he's Israeli, and they literally said that when they meet him, they'll kiss his toes. And they also told me that Trump actually freed the Jews. Trump is in the Bible when the trumpet blows to free the walls of Jericho and free the Jews. That's actually Trump.
What?
So, yeah, full of conspiracies in this family. And I just really wanted to get that out. So I hope that you enjoyed the story.
Wow. I was on board for everything until that. But I still love and respect you.
Wow. No, I think she said her family believes that, not her.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it was her boyfriend's family.
Her boyfriend's family, yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you're the chosen ones.
Well, I mean, that I agree with. That I don't know about the Trump thing.
Okay, next message.
Hi, it's Carly again. This is for the web crawlers. I just wanted to say thank you because I am on my period right now, and honestly, I want to just shank somebody, and you guys are really helping with that. So instead of, like, stabbing somebody, I just listen to you guys talk about other people doing it, and it seems to be working so far.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm using you guys as a distraction because, like, I'm on my period and I'm really horny, and to be honest,
tell us more.
This should have got to be like the closest that anybody could describe like turning into a werewolf, because I'm just super hungry and I want to fuck everything, and I'm super pissed. I just want to rip everybody to shreds. Why is being a woman so taxing?
It's true.
Not a ham.
But I think there's a...
Love that for her. Would love to hear more.
Another part.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is for the web crawlers. It's Carly again. This is so embarrassing. I accidentally hung up. Anyway, I was talking about becoming a creature of the night when I'm on my period and I'm hungry and horny and I am mad and that you guys help. Oh, and by the way, my armpit hair grows wild when I'm on my period. I don't know if it's the hormones or what, but it grows unreasonably fast.
Girl, you're a werewolf.
I think it's unreasonable that it's there at all. But, you know, again, closest thing to turning into a werewolf, you get hair everywhere and you just, all of the symptoms are there. All of the symptoms are there. I'm a little baked right now. I'm so sorry if I'm rambling. I had a point and I can't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was.
Perfect.
So I live in Indiana, right? Like in central Indiana, not central, but like where Purdue is. And
you're a Hoosier.
There is so much crazy stuff happening in the country right now. And this just is really suspicious. It adds on top of it. The hospital here, IU Health in Lafayette, Indiana, is refusing to allow midwives to help with delivery now. I'm not entirely sure of the reason, because these are certified people that are meant to comfort people and catch things doctors don't, and just overall assist with pregnancy, birth, and aftercare. And for whatever reason, the hospitals are like, yeah, we're not letting you do that anymore.
That's
so
weird.
That's awful and dangerous. And I don't think any good is going to come of it. So if you want to look into that, go ahead. Be my guest. Be our guest. Be our guest. I recently saw a video of my phone, and it was just the Be Our Guest song intro, and it panned over to me twerking on a wall, and it was like the first year that I got into the Marine Corps, and I was so traumatized at the time. I don't remember that shit at all. I didn't even know who took it or where I was. Man. Trauma gives you memory issues. Thank goodness I have you ladies to help with that.
I love Carly. Wow, that was a lot of things packed into 2 minutes.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Wait, the hospital's not allowing midwives anymore? That's weird. That's really weird. Why?
That's crazy. I have a girlfriend. I actually know a lot of women who are becoming like doulas and stuff. And
yeah.
Midwives. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I didn't have one because I used Google as my doula. Yeah, I was like, what is this problem? Out. And I would just Google it. Yeah, I don't know. But I think they're great. I think it's very helpful to have.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, next message.
Hello, this message is for the web crawlers. Okay, I've got two things to say for both of the separate prompts about the fake sugars and the poop. Oh. My first one is I recently discovered that there's a fake sugar in a lot of, like, sports protein powders and protein bar things called erythritol, something like that. Starts with an E. And I was realizing that I didn't like anything that had it in it. It would make my stomach hurt. And somebody told me, they were like, oh, yeah, well, everything that has erythritol in it, it makes your stomach hurt because they used erythritol back in the day in, like, World War II days to make people throw up if they needed them to.
Oh, God.
Like, if they swallowed poison, they'd give them a lot of that, and then they would throw up. And so now people are using it as fake sugar, and it used to be the thing that would make us throw up. So if you try a protein powder and you're like, I don't know why this protein powder doesn't sit right in my stomach, it might be because it has that in it. I found one that doesn't have it in it called Orgain Simple, and it's plant-based protein, and it doesn't have, it might have fake sugars in it, but it doesn't have that one. So. Nice. Well, now I'm going to check the label when I get home. Okay, part two. It's kind of a pooping myself story, but it takes a left turn into somewhere that's really funny. But so one of my first times, not even close to my first time, one time I pooped myself, it was while I was in the shower, which sucks.
Because there's
just poop in the shower with you, and, like, you have to make the choice of, like, do I pick it up with my hands? Do I, like, just try to force it down the drain with my feet? I stomped it down the drain with my feet and really cleaned the bathtub. It was one of those days where it was like, oh, my stomach doesn't feel totally well, and then I just super misjudged a fart. Anyways, I was telling my cousin about it. I was like, yeah, I pooped in the shower the other day. And she was like, oh, yeah, I've done that before. As if it was, like, nothing. And I was like, well, what did you do with the poop? Like, how did you get the poop out? She's like, what are you talking about? I palmed it, tossed it into the toilet. And I was like, wait, what?
No.
You palmed it? Like, you did it on purpose? And she was like, yeah, I don't want to get out of the shower when I have to poop. I just palmed it, tossed it in the toilet.
Wait, hold on. What?
That's
like
not
having
normal.
To poop and you're just like, I'm going to poop in the shower.
That's not right.
That's
with
not,
all due respect, no.
I'm sorry. You can't do that. You cannot do that.
No.
There's a
no,
part
no,
two
no,
to
no,
this.
No.
You oh, cannot good. Do that.
Yeah, there's a, there, no pun intended.
There's a number two to this.
Yeah, there's.
All right. For web crawlers, tiniest little part two, only because it's the best part. Anyway, yeah, she's like, yeah, I just called it.
Nope.
I tossed my poop in the toilet. And this is nothing. And has done this multiple times.
Uh-uh.
So gross. But it gets a little grosser because she was like,
grosser?
Yeah, one time I missed, though.
Missed?
And I
missed the toilet?
Was so disgusted. I just
throwing poop next to your toilet?
That's like monkey style.
So many times in the bathroom that she grew up taking showers and just tossing her poop out of the shower into the toilet. And the idea of her just tossing a turd and it just not landing in the toilet, it's so gross! It's so much grosser than pooping yourself.
Yes!
Also, to poop into your own hand, that's like a level that I didn't think was possible. But also, this is the cousin that when I was moving out of an apartment that had a monster landlord, she on command upper dumped one of the toilets. And I remember you said that. Thankful to her for that. If you've not heard of upper dumping or upper decking, it's where you poop in the tank of the toilet. And so it just never flushes, or it'll start to like deteriorate, or it'll just smell. It's awesome if you haven't to somebody you hate.
It is a good prank. It's a
anyway,
good prank.
That's it. Have a great one. Bye. Call back.
Girl.
Oh, no.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Like that's troubling.
Yeah, that's very weird.
Like, I know humans do gross things. Our bodies are gross, you know, but pooping in your hand in the shower and tossing in the toilet, that's gross. That is disgusting. I can't even fathom. I can't imagine doing that.
Yeah, I also don't think that's something like people do. Like, I don't think that's like
no.
a common thing.
That doesn't feel like something people do. That feels like a weird...
Yeah, it's not like, you know, like peeing in the shower or things like that. Like,
sure.
I don't think it's like
we've all peed
shitting
in the shower.
Your
Never. Oh, my God. That's,
girl,
that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's
yeah, you're wild for that one.
You crazy for that.
Girl, you're crazy for that one.
Okay, moving on.
This is Caroline. I'm calling for the web crawlers. Just want to let you know that We love you here. I'm in Philadelphia. I'm a nurse here, and I've been calling on my nurse friends to listen to you guys. There's apparently a huge crossover between nurses and true crime and comedy. So
I bet.
Big audience for you.
Ooh.
Most importantly, I have been, I got my girlfriend Georgia to listen, and she is a fan now. So
wow.
Shout out to Georgia.
Yeah.
I love very much.
Thank you for your service.
I got her to listen to one of the Bigfoot eroticas, which she thought was very funny. And my personal favorite, please excuse my dead aunt Sally. That one always really gets me good.
We were laughing so hard at that one.
We love you here in Philly. And we miss you. We're just Maria. All right. I'll see you guys.
Wow, nurses are big into true crime comedy. I can see that.
Yeah, who knew? That's pretty surprising.
I can see that. Love nurses. Big fan of nurses.
Yeah, huge.
After having a child and seeing all the work nurses do, it's crazy. It's really crazy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Or, you know, I'm sick all the time and that's not true. I was going to say I would love to marry a doctor, but I love my boyfriend. But I would love to have like a doctor as a side piece or like a neighbor. I would love to have a neighbor who's
yeah.
a doctor. Who I could just like go to all the time and be like, does this look weird?
What is this?
Yeah.
Is this weird? What is this thing on my head? Is this weird?
Yeah. What, like, is this okay?
You're like, oh,
what's
hell, he's
going
coming
on?
Over again with the yeah. thing. Okay. Next message.
Hello. This message is for the web crawlers. This is Stacy from Wisconsin.
What up, girl?
A long-time listener, first-time caller. Whoa. I have been waiting for an excuse to actually call you. So I was just listening to your mailbag episode about people calling in about the Cope situation. Mm-hmm. And then Allie brought up that her dad had to have, like, cocaine administered for his nose symptom situation. And that got me thinking, when my son was 3 years old, we brought him to a pediatric ophthalmologist.
Really?
He had, like, a minorly lazy eye. And so as they were examining him, they realized that one of his pupils was a little bit smaller than the other.
Oh.
So they needed to do a cocaine test on his eye. So where they administer, a little bit of cocaine solution in his eye. And that's the check for Horner syndrome, which is can be caused from, like, a stroke or a tumor or something. So anyway, I call the place that the ophthalmologist told me to call to set up the appointment. So I call and say, hey, I need to set up an appointment for my 3-year-old son. He needs a cocaine test for his eye. And the lady's like,
what?
He needs a cocaine test for his eye. And she's like, are you saying that your 3-year-old is on cocaine? I'm like, No. He needs a cocaine test for his eye. Dr. So-and-so, I'll leave his name out, prescribed this, and he told me to call this number to set up the appointment. And she's like, I think you're calling the wrong number. I think you need, like, a drug hotline. I'm like, no.
Oh my God, that's laughing. So funny.
This is, like, crazy. So I'm like, no. I'm like, is there somebody else is there, or can you ask somebody else? He needs a cocaine test for his eye. I don't know. This is just what they called it. So finally, she puts me on hold, and she gets back, and she's like, okay, let's set up an appointment. So either she's very new, or it's a very uncommon procedure.
I don't think it is.
Pediatric ophthalmologist at the U of M, so I'm assuming they do these types of tests all the time. But anyway, that was my funny story, that somebody had thought my 3-year-old was on cocaine, and she probably thought I was some lunatic lady who lets her kids do drugs. Anyways, he does not have Horner syndrome. Everything is cool. I love you guys. Keep up the good work. Honk, honk, bitches.
I need a cocaine test for my 3-year-old.
Excuse me.
Should I call the police?
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's really funny. I was at the ophthalmologist all the time as a kid. But I don't think they ever put cocaine in my face. I waited until I was an adult to do that, like a responsible person.
Yeah. Wait till you're 18 to do that.
Yeah.
Then it's legal.
I was actually older when I did cocaine. It wasn't until like my 20s or so.
Oh yeah, I was in early 20s.
Yeah,
early
good for
to
us.
Mind. Yeah, yeah, we waited till we were.
Yeah, we waited.
Legal drinking age.
Yeah.
Okay, last message of the day.
This is a message from the web crawler.
It's Becky.
It's Becky from England. Hello, my family.
Hello.
So I'm just chilling there. Fun fact, today is 1 year since I passed my driving test.
Hey.
I thought that was funny, because that means it's also been 1 year since I rung you guys, telling you about it all.
It's been a year?
And it's probably been about a year that everybody's been ringing in, telling their horror stories.
Wait, that's really scary.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's scary.
Another thing is the psychic that I saw was totally right, and I am with child.
What?
So, that's a thing.
Yay! Oh my God!
2 weeks ago, and it was a big surprise. I really did not expect it.
Whoa!
And I've got my first scan tomorrow, which is really exciting and terrifying.
Oh, that's exciting! We'll have to send you something.
I'm growing a little web crawler's fun.
Wow.
And the morning sickness is real, people. Why do they call it morning sickness when it lasts
all day?
Melissa, I really need some tips to get through this.
I have tips.
If you could, please.
Oh, I have tips.
Other than that, nothing really. I just wanted to tell you about the 1 year. I thought it was amazing. Tell you my videos as well. Loving everybody's voicemails. Loving the episodes, as always. And, yeah, when I'm just laying in bed with feeling sick, listen to Reps is giving me life. So thank you so much. Love you all. La la la. Bye.
Okay, it's been a year.
That's like very scary.
That's
I thought it'd
crazy.
Been like 2 months.
I know. That's like a month ago. Oh my God. Wow, congrats.
Serious time. I know. Please email us or DM us your address because we'd love to like send you, you know, a little package or something.
So I had nausea. I only threw up like once, and that's because I had a crazy headache as well as nausea. But my doctor told me I could take Unisom and vitamin B. And it's the Unisom that has the doxylamine. There's two different kinds of Unisom. There's like the Unisom Sleep, and there's another Unisom. It's called doxylamine. And then you take one of those and a vitamin B. I took them at night because Unisom makes you sleepy.
Yeah.
I was not nauseous at all. It helps so well.
Oh my God.
And a doctor said, I'm not a doctor, but she said it was safe.
What?
I'm not a doctor, but it was safe. But I would ask your doctor, but that's what mine told me. It's totally safe to take through your whole pregnancy. And that's what I took. And I took it every night and it worked. It was amazing.
Wow. That's, yeah. Oh my God. It's like our first web crawlers baby, or our second because of you.
Sorry, it's our first web crawling. Oh, you know, other than my
other than the
real
host.
Child.
Yeah, other than the host child. Wow, that's so cool.
That's
I love like I love seeing everyone's lives like flourish and bloom and stuff
it's
like
really
that.
It's really crazy.
I mean, I'm still here, but you know, I'm sure things will change for me at some point.
you have a nice boyfriend.
Yeah, things are looking up. All right, guys. We'll continue to call. We love your voicemails. And have a good day or whenever you're listening
have
to this night,
day.
Afternoon, whenever it is. Time is a construct. Sometimes a year is actually a month. Sometimes a month is actually a year. Anyways,
circle.
I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.